Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
You have an enemy that is trying to sow thoughts into the field of your mind. He's not interested in sowing a gigantic peach seed right away. He'll take a little, tiny little mustard seed of unbelief and drop it into your heart to see if you're going to react to it.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a new sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This series goes along with Pastor Rogers' recent sermon series, Transform. This is Mind Management Part 1. Nothing changes until your mind changes. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Now let me give you something else here that's very important, because the methods behind the accusation is to only raise a question, just like he did in the Garden of Eden. Just like he did in the Garden of Eden, until he lies so much, until we finally accept it as truth. Now watch this. You've never seen this before. The name devil comes from the Greek word diablos. Diablos is more of a description than it is a name. Write that down in a hurry. So get this. This is two words. D, or die, is the word through, which means to pierce or to penetrate. Ballo, which is the other side of that, means to throw or with a fast-forward hurling motion like a spear. So what are we saying here? Write it down, John 13 and 2. Listen to the scripture. And as supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart, take this, to penetrate, to pierce, to hurl forward, the devil hurling forward, penetrating the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. The devil put it into his heart. Now listen. This guy walked with the money bag for 3.5 years with Jesus. He was as close as anybody else. But the devil, Diablos, threw a hurling spear so fast and kept hitting him and hitting him until he penetrated through and pierced through his mind. And he was so messed up that when it was all said and done, he went out and hung himself, the Bible says. Now watch this. Get this. Satan pierced Judas' heart, injecting a seed of betrayal. He had another thought other than what Jesus had been teaching him. Now with that in mind, the literal translation of this name Diablos or devil can be broke down like this. The one who repetitively hits something until it's worn down and defeated so it can be pierced and penetrated. So the enemy just keeps hitting you in the same place. Just keeps hitting you in the same place. And first it's bruised. You think about it, try to cast it off, and he just keeps hitting you because he only knows one road, and he's going to keep taking that road. Whatever it is, when he finds your spot, he's going to work that spot to wear you out, to exhaust you, to break you down. Listen, most people are the most vulnerable time is when we are fatigued, drained, and tired. So let me give you a quick example about a man named Elijah from the book of 1 Kings. Elijah had done miracle after miracle. I mean, he was on a roll. And finally they said, he said, why halt ye between two opinions? Why can't you make up your about who you're going to serve? He said, we're going to have a showdown. Come up to Mount Carmel. Build your altar, do all that. They did all that kind of stuff. And Jezebel's prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth were up there cutting himself, dancing around. He mocked all their God till they got all through. And then he calls down fire from heaven. I'm talking about God's man of faith and power. Came right up out of Pace Assembly on the first Sunday of the month of October, full of the Holy Ghost and power and fire. And he'd done manifest healings and you know, all kinds of stuff going on. Fire down from heaven, threw off all the Baal's prophets over there. And then he got a letter in the mail, an email, a Facebook inbox. Love those Facebook inboxes, don't you? Or better yet, love those Facebook out on the wall where everybody can see it too. As somebody who is cowardice and won't follow Matthew 18 to sit down like two Christians should and discuss that thing with you so there can be a resolution and you both get up and serve the Lord and love one another. But that's a Christian principle. We don't want to go there, do we? We got churches dividing because they won't follow the book. Are you hearing me? Easy to wear somebody out in public instead of just coming to them privately like the Bible says. So Elijah's up here. He's called down fire from heaven. He gets in. Y'all got real quiet out there. Must have got one today. Join the team. I get them all the time. I got this new gift. Found that little thing right up there at the top. Vaporized. It's a new superhero there, Anthony. I got a new superhero. Where'd he go? I don't know. Because this is what happens. And I know because I've been there. Jezebel sends Elijah, God's man of faith and power, just called fire down from heaven. A letter. And the Bible said, Bible didn't say he read it. The Bible said he saw it. He saw it. The only way for the enemy to let it work on you is for you to see it. Just like Nehemiah. The Bible says, follow this, the Bible says that Elijah, God's man of faith and power, saw it and got up and ran for his life. Not because that she had showed up with a spear in her hand. Not because she sent a whole bunch of killer assassins over there. He just got a letter, saw it with his eyes, and it suddenly put an image in his mind that was so strong that it caused him to get up from that place where he had just seen the manifest glory of God and run for his life. That's how powerful your mind is. The Bible said when he saw it, it put an image in his head, and he arose and ran from what was in his head, y'all. Jezebel never got close to him. Jezebel never touched him. But he ran from an image, a picture of, I'm going to kill you like you killed my prophets. This time tomorrow, I'm going to do to you what you did to them. That's what the letter said. And when he saw it, he ran in fear and became depressed. Running from our thoughts only happens when we are in ignorance of the Word of God. Now, here's the great question of this right here as I move quickly. How is a man who was at one moment, just a few moments ago, listening to God's voice say, pray the prayer of faith and I will send the fire. How does that guy suddenly change and listen to Jezebel? I'm about to help somebody here and somebody watching online. Number one, he was mentally and physically tired, exhausted. He had just performed so many miracles. He'd just come from a prayer meeting. Listen, he was about to outrun the chariot. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. Man had chariot and horses, and he outran. He tucked up his garment and took off and ran back all the way to Judah and outran the chariot. The man was tired. Second thing, he was mentally, physically tired, and he was under a threat in his mind. When you're threatened in your mind, well, they said there's going to be layoffs. I guess I got to show up on time. Oh, man, that was horrible, wasn't it? Threat in your mind. Come into the office. We found something on the x-ray. You make up your own. The threat hits your mind. And it, listen, you know what I'm talking about. The doctor calls and says, I need to see you, but the earliest time I can see you is January the 2nd, 2020. Between now and then, if you don't have the Word of God in your mind, your mind will play every scenario and the enemy will say, gotcha. Just the threat hanging over Elijah's mind caused the man of God to run. And thirdly, his perceptions became reality in his mind, which built up strongholds that became idols. That's the reason why the Bible says you got to take captive every thought and bring it under the obedience of the Word of God. You got to bring it down underneath the Word of God. Are you with me? Get this. He goes down. Now, I'm talking to folks that are maybe dealing with depression and that spirit of depression, all that kind of stuff. Listen, he goes down to the brook. Everybody else doesn't have anything to drink. He's the one who prophesied there'll be no rain, and they're in their third year. Y'all understand what I'm talking about. We got a little drizzle today, and before it hit the ground, it dried up because the sun was so hot. I looked outside. I said, is it raining? They said, no, it's a mist. 3 years, and God takes him down to the brook Cherith where there's a little water, and God puts him to sleep. Wakes him up, brings him, and feeds him angel food cake. He drinks some water, puts him back to sleep, wakes him up again, feeds him again. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody. And the Bible says that Elijah, listen, he got two meals. The first meal was the strength to help him recover for the journey that he had already been on. But your Bible says that the second meal comes in because God said, I'm going to feed you for the journey that's into the future. Man, I wish this house was full of people here to hear this message tonight. The Bible says, just like they did for Jesus, that the angel of the Lord came down and ministered to him. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if it was Cracker Barrel or a combination of Cracker Barrel and Krispy Kreme and an A&W root beer place or what it was, but the Bible says that the second meal was so powerful that the man of God went in the strength of that one meal for 40 days. Somebody said, we're going on the Elijah diet plan tomorrow. One meal, 40 days, lose it all. Think about it, y'all. I just came to tell somebody something. I'm going to write it on the board because it's not on your paper, I don't think. I want you to see this. This season is over. But your life, I don't care what the devil has said to you. I don't care where you've been and what you've been through. It was only a season. Don't you give up on life for a moment in time. Pastor, I'm divorced. God will never use me. The devil is a liar. There's a woman in the Bible who had five husbands and a thingamajig. And God used her to bring a revival to the city. God will use you if you'll be available and manage your mind. And don't let the devil tell you that this one event is canceling out your life. If that's the case, then it's over today. But God said, you got a lot of life to live. Get up and keep going. I've given you angels charge over you.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.